Blog Talk Radio.
Christ. Chapter 1. God's Love for Man. Nature and revelation alike testify of God's love. Our Father in heaven is the source of life, of wisdom, and of joy. Look at the wonderful and beautiful things of nature. Think of their marvelous adaptation to the needs and happiness, not only of man, but of all living creatures. The sunshine and the rain that gladden and refresh the earth, the hills and seas and plains, all speak to us of the Creator's love. It is God who supplies the daily needs of all His creatures. In the beautiful words of the psalmist, "The eyes of all wait upon Thee, and Thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing." Psalm 145, verses 15 and 16. God made man perfectly holy and happy, and the fair earth, as it came from the Creator's hand, bore no blight of decay or shadow of the curse. It is transgression of God's law, the law of love, that has brought woe and death. Yet, even amid the suffering that results from sin, God's love is revealed. It is written that God cursed the ground for man's sake, Genesis 3:17, the thorn and the thistle, the difficulties and trials that make his life one of toil and care, were appointed for his good as a part of the training needful in God's plan for his uplifting from the ruin and degradation that sin has wrought. The world, though fallen, is not all sorrow and misery. In nature itself are messages of hope and comfort. There are flowers upon the thistles, and the thorns are covered with roses. God is love is written upon every opening bud, upon every spire of springing grass. The lovely birds making the air vocal with their happy songs, the delicately tinted flowers in their perfection perfuming the air, the lofty trees of the forest with their rich foliage of living green, all testify to the tender, fatherly care of our God, and to His desire to make His children happy. The Word of God reveals His character. He himself has declared his infinite love and pity. When Moses prayed, "Show me thy glory," the Lord answered, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. Exodus chapter 33, verses 18 and 19. This is his glory. The Lord passed before Moses and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 and 7. He is slow to anger, and of great kindness, because he delighteth in mercy. Jonah chapter 4, verse 2, Micah chapter 7, verse 18. God has bound our hearts to him by unnumbered tokens in heaven and in earth. Through the things of nature and the deepest and tenderest earthly ties that human hearts can know, he has sought to reveal himself to us. Yet these but imperfectly represent his love. Though all these evidences have been given, the enemy of good blinded the minds of men so that they looked upon God with fear. They thought of him as severe and unforgiving. Satan led men to conceive of God as a being whose chief attribute is stern justice, one who is a severe judge, a harsh, exacting creditor. He pictured the Creator as a being who is watching with jealous eye to discern the errors and mistakes of men, that he may visit judgments upon them. It was to remove this dark shadow by revealing to the world the infinite love of God that Jesus came to live among men. The Son of God came from heaven to make manifest the Father. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. John chapter 1, verse 18. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Matthew chapter 11, verse 27. When one of the disciples made the request, "Show us the Father," Jesus answered, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father?" John chapter 14, verses 8 and 9. In describing his earthly mission, Jesus said, "The Lord hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." Luke chapter 4, verse 18. This was his work. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by Satan. There were whole villages where there was not a moan of sickness in any house, for he had passed through them and healed all their sick. His work gave evidence of his divine anointing. Love, mercy, and compassion were revealed in every act of his life. His heart went out in tender sympathy to the children of men. He took man's nature that he might reach man's wants. The poorest and humblest were not afraid to approach him. Even the little children were attracted to him. They loved to climb upon his knees and gaze into the pensive face, benignant with love. Jesus did not suppress one word of truth, but he uttered it always in love. He exercised the greatest tact and thoughtful, kind attention in his intercourse with people. He was never rude, never needlessly spoke a severe word, never gave needless pain to a sensitive soul. He did not censure human weakness. He spoke the truth, but always in love. He denounced hypocrisy, unbelief, and iniquity, but tears were in his voice as he uttered his scathing rebukes. He wept over Jerusalem, the city he loved, which refused to receive him, the way, the truth, and the life. They had rejected him, the Savior, but he regarded them with pitying tenderness. His life was one of self-denial and thoughtful care for others. Every soul was precious in his eyes, While he ever bore himself with divine dignity, he bowed with the tenderest regard to every member of the family of God. In all men he saw fallen souls whom it was his mission to save. Such is the character of Christ as revealed in his life. This is the character of God. It is from the Father's heart that the streams of divine compassion, manifest in Christ, flow out to the children of men. Jesus, the tender, pitying Savior, was God, manifest in the flesh. 1 Timothy 3:16. It was to redeem us that Jesus lived and suffered and died. He became a man of sorrows, that we might be made partakers of everlasting joy. God permitted his beloved Son, full of grace and truth, to come from a world of indescribable glory to a world marred and blighted with sin, darkened with the shadow of death and the curse. He permitted him to leave the bosom of his love, the adoration of the angels, to suffer shame, insult, humiliation, hatred, and death. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. Behold him in the wilderness, in Gethsemane, upon the cross. The spotless Son of God took upon himself the burden of sin. He who had been one with God felt in his soul the awful separation that sin makes between God and man. This wrung from his lips the anguished cry, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Matthew chapter 27, verse 46. It was the burden of sin, the sense of its terrible enormity, of its separation of the soul from God, it was this that broke the heart of the Son of God. But this great sacrifice was not made in order to create in the Father's heart a love for man, not to make him willing to save. No, no. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, John 3:16. The Father loves us, not because of the great propitiation, but he provided the propitiation because he loves us. Christ was the medium through which he could pour out his infinite love upon a fallen world. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, 2 Corinthians 5:19. God suffered with his Son in the agony of Gethsemane, the death of Calvary. The heart of infinite love paid the price of our redemption. Jesus said, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. John chapter 10, verse 17. That is, my Father has so loved you that he even loves me more for giving my life to redeem you. In becoming your substitute and surety, by surrendering my life, by taking your liabilities, your transgressions, I am endeared to my Father, for by my sacrifice God can be just and yet the justifier of him who believeth in Jesus. None but the Son of God could accomplish our redemption, for only he who was in the bosom of the Father could declare him. Only he who knew the height and depth of the love of God could make it manifest. Nothing less than the infinite sacrifice made by Christ in behalf of fallen man could express the Father's love to lost humanity. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave him not only to live among men, to bear their sins, to die their sacrifice. He gave him to the fallen race. Christ was to identify himself with the interests and needs of humanity. He who was one with God has linked himself with the children of men by ties that are never to be broken. Jesus is not ashamed to call them brethren, Hebrews 2:11. He is our sacrifice, our advocate, our brother, bearing our human form before the Father's throne, and through eternal ages one with the race. He has redeemed the Son of Man. And all this that man might be uplifted from the ruin and degradation of sin, that he might reflect the love of God and share the joy of holiness. The price paid for our redemption, the infinite sacrifice of our Heavenly Father in giving His Son to die for us, should give us exalted conceptions of what we may become through Christ. As the inspired Apostle John beheld the height, the depth, the breadth of the Father's love toward the perishing race, he was filled with adoration and reverence, and failing to find suitable language in which to express the greatness and tenderness of this love, he called upon the world to behold it. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God, 1 John 3:1. What a value this places upon man! Through transgression, the sons of man become subjects of Satan. Through faith in the atoning sacrifice of Christ, the sons of Adam may become the sons of God. By assuming human nature, Christ elevates humanity. Fallen men are placed where, through connection with Christ, they may indeed become worthy of the name sons of God. Such love is without parallel. Children of the Heavenly King, precious promise, theme for the most profound meditation, the matchless love of God for a world that did not love Him. The thought has a subduing power upon the soul and brings the mind into captivity to the will of God. The more we study the divine character in light of the cross, the more we see mercy, tenderness and forgiveness blended with equity and justice, and the more clearly we discern innumerable evidences of that love that is infinite and a tender pity surpassing a mother's yearning sympathy for her wayward child. End of chapter 1.
Maybe not openly, but in your sacred closet praying, intercessory prayer. Just pray for all the team from Capital City yesterday who went out in the field to sow the seeds to, you know, share the love of Christ by giving tracts out to those individuals who do not know, and some of them even know. So that is a blessing. And just let us continue praying. We have been reading the book about prayer, my dear beloved. And I'm telling you, I'm encouraging everyone to go. And the Ellen G. writing book, he is the one who wrote the book about prayer. It is just so important. And if we think that we are alone in this world, we are making a mistake. And during this prayer, teach us that we have all many angels. Our guardian angels is around us, that when the evil angel come up to do what he wanted to do to destroy us, the guardian angel is there encamping about us, especially we who are faithful, you know, and obedient to God. So I just thank God that we will realize that we are not alone, Sister Leola. So continue to pray for us, asking you all to pray for the ministry, you know, Advent Light ministry that going all around, and even the request from Brother Eli, who is asking, you know, for the Advent Light with God's help and mercy to carry the gospel message in Boston. You know, he is praying about it. He's asking about it. So we just have to lift it up to the Lord so the Lord will guide and lead and find other people over that side so that they too will be on the battlefield to receive us when the Lord places us there. So continue to pray for that project and continue to lift up the Rosie project and the children project going for their school back to school project, you know, with their box, books and bags. And we have, so far, we actually had mailed out some backpack out and expecting to get the rest out for a short time in July. So God is good and God is great. Thank you, Sister Leola, for opening my line. God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister Powell, if you can open the prayer line up because we are driving in the truck doing roller coasters on the road. If you can open it up, but I'm gonna open up the next line. It's the next person.
Okay, I have to go on the computer.
Yeah, but I'm gonna open the next line. Thank you, Sister Power. Thank you for sharing that. And I would love to have offer a prayer, but it's not. It's too noisy. So I'm gonna open the next line, and I will stop talking. Amen. So thank you, Sister Powell. Amen. Brothers and sisters, thank you for sharing and thank you for coming on to fellowship with us tonight and to share your blessing all week long, your Sabbath day. And we're just so grateful to have you. So I'm going to open this next line, and I'm asking you all to just press 1, and your line can be open. Let me open 843-206. Your line is open. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Leola, for opening my line. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just want to give the Lord praise and honor and glory for taking care of us through the whole week. He's always with us. He loves us with an everlasting love. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. So I'm just so grateful to be here tonight, my beloved sister. And this is Sister Tanisha from Florida, and I would like to share with all of my beloved on the prayer line this evening. I have a beautiful song that I would like to sing. Trust and obey. Praise God. Amen. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides in us still, and with all who will trust and obey, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in past and over. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the sky, but a smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt nor a fear, not a sigh nor a tear, can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil he does richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a cloud nor a cross, but it's blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delight of his love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor he shows and the joy he bestows are from them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet. Oh, we'll walk by his side on the way. What he says we will do, where he says we will go, never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Praise the Lord, beloved. I have a scripture I'd like to share with all of my beloved on this prayer line. It's Psalms 150, verses 1 through 6. Praise God. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Verse 2. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the tremble and the dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organs. Praise him with the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Verse 6, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So God bless each and every one of you tonight, my beloved brothers and sisters. Mr. Powell, my prayer request is to pray for my mom, Darcy, always. And I'm also praying for all of my beloved brothers and sisters on this prayer line, lifting you all up. And I'm also praying for my children and grandchildren and for Sister Powell and for her ministry work. So thank you so much. I love you all. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Tomiko, for the song and also that scripture reading. May God continue to bless you, my sister, as you are doing the will of God. So we just lift you up and continue to bless you and your family. Thank you so much. Amen. Now we're going to open the next line. I'm trying not to stay too long and because the noise in background. So we're going to open the next line for 518-744. Your line is open. And you can give us your name, and I'm closing my line. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Leola, for opening my line. This is Brother Rick from upstate New York, from Fort Ann, New York, and praising the Lord for another beautiful day. It's been an eventful few days, and we had a blessed Sabbath yesterday, thanking the Lord for that. Thursday, we had some storms come through our area and blew down a couple of trees at my house. Luckily, nothing was damaged It landed on my wood pile, but it didn't do any damage, so I'm grateful for that. But I got a call from my daughter, who and her husband and young son went to Maine for a few days to get away. And my oldest granddaughter, who just turned 18 here just a short time ago, beautiful young lady, she was staying at their house, taking care of their chickens and keeping things going for them. And my daughter told me that a big tree had fallen on their house. So I was working not too far away, so I decided to go down and take a look. And my granddaughter wanted to get out of there anyway. She didn't want to stay there with all that was going on. So I told her I would come down. Well, I got down there. There was trees all over the road. There was all kinds of stuff going on. But when I got there, my granddaughter Calista was she was packing up her stuff, and I asked her what had happened, and she said that she had been outside, and it started raining, so she decided it was time to come in. She had just come in the house, been in there about 2 minutes when this tree fell down right where she would have been coming in the house. And I mean, we're talking a massive tree. And I was just like, Calista, you know what? God kept you from dying. Okay, that tree landed on her. It knocked the porch roof right off the house. It didn't break any windows, and it didn't only put a couple minor holes in the roof, but it was just a very large tree. And it's up against the house still because they haven't been able to get a tree company to come take it away yet. But I'm just praising the Lord because he is good. He is worthy to be praised. He is our protector. He is our guide, our comforter. He is all those things, and I am just so grateful that Calista did not get hurt. She is just a fine young lady. She loves the Lord, and I am just very pleased. I had a verse here that I wanted to share, which is Isaiah 26. 26:3 will start with, "I will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." And I just thought that was a perfect verse for tonight. And I just want to offer a short prayer just before I get off. And Lord, I just wanted to lift up all my brothers and sisters on the prayer line. We just heard that beautiful song by Sister Tanito. And Lord, you are worthy to be praised. So we are on this line tonight praising you and giving thanksgiving for all your goodness, Lord. Especially, Lord, I am grateful that you are watching over Calista during that storm, and that tree did not fall on her, because that would have, she would have been dead. We're just so grateful that you care, you see, and you act, Lord, even without us knowing. Father, tonight, bless each person on this line, those who are calling in, those who are listening. We just pray for your spirit to be upon them. Lord, I think of my dear sister, Tanika, who called in, and she's been lifting up her mom, Dorothy, who just turned 90, Lord, and she has some health problems. So, Lord, we just want to lift up Dorothy and sister Tanika and her daughter and their whole family, Lord, her mother-in-law, her children, all her family, Lord. Please watch over them, Lord. Guide us and keep us, Lord. May you bless us as we participate tonight, and especially bless our speaker who will be coming on a little later, Lord. We thank you for Sister Leola, Sister Powell, who are hosting tonight. We just lift them up to you, Lord. We ask for your blessing to be upon them in a special way tonight, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Rick, for offering that prayer for us. Surely needed. Thank you, Lord. And Brother Rick, for you, I heard you said that you all having storms down there. And we have not had a storm here in Louisiana. That's amazing. I done heard, this is about the second month I'm hearing rain and storms in up there in New York, and we haven't had anything yet. I'm just praising God, Louisiana at peace right now with storms. So that is a blessing. So, but I just want to thank you for lifting up that sister in prayer. And I'm sure glad the Lord saved her from that tree, because we know what that's all about. Many people have died because these trees has broken up the house and crushed those people inside. So we just give God, and you know, for what he does. So thank you for that. So thank you again, Brother Rick, for the prayer and also sharing. So now I got a couple of others that wants to share. Let me see if Sister Powell. Let me see if Sister Powell is there.
I am here.
Okay, Sister Powell, I have your line open, and we got Brother Eli and Brother Sister Barnaby. Wait, Sister Barnaby was on.
Okay.
You can open up their line. I'm gonna close my line because of the background noise.
Okay. All right. God bless. Thanks. Okay. 857-505. Your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Amen. Hello, Sister Power. Hello, Sister Power and Sister Miola. My name's Brother Eli. I like to thank God for his love. I like to thank God for his mercy, because God is good. He's merciful. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Miola and Sister Power. Sister Power and Sister Miola, I want to say hallelujah, because God is good for all of us. He is worthy to be praised, Sister Miola. And Sister Power and Sister Miola, my prayer request tonight is to lift up my mother in prayer. And Sister Power, do not forget to lift up Bay Cove in prayer, because Bay Cove need a lot of prayer. Sister Power, don't forget to lift up the others to Bay Cove. So Sister Power, I'm praying for you. And Sister Miola, Sister Tamiko, Sister Barnaby, I'm praying for Brother Rick, that Brother Rick will complete at Bay Cove at a day program at the workplace. Sister Power, I'm praying for Brother Rick, that Brother Rick will bring a message, will bring a powerful message at Bay Cove to Sister Power. And Sister Power, Sister Stephanie told me yesterday during the Chat and Truth line that the late ladies will sing, and the ladies will bring a scripture to our Bay Cove. Sister Powell, let me give you the address. Sister Powell, the address is 19 Braxton Street, B-A-B-A-R-D-S-T-O-N, Braxton Street, Sister Power. And Sister Power, I don't know if you see that with Sister Miola, because tell Sister Miola that the ladies will sing and the ladies will open their Bible. Thank you, Sister Power, for opening my line at Bay Cove. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli, right, for coming and sharing. And you know what we are saying? We're going to pray about that trip, that evangelism trip that you are asking the Advent Light to do. So we're going to pray, and we leave it in the hands of God. He was just saying that, you know what, the lady is not coming to preach. If they are coming to, you know, teach and to share the word of God by, you know, praying with our brothers and sisters. So we're just going to pray, ask every one of us, Brother Eli's passion on the evangelism trip for us to come to Deco. So we're all going to pray that God will open a way at Deco or Boston, you know, to prepare the people over there so that we can join them in presenting the truth to our brothers and sisters. So thank you, Brother Eli, for coming and also for sharing, for inviting us. 518-650, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling? This is Sister Powell. We just thank you for joining. Sister Leola is driving, so I'm just, you know, co-hosting for her. God is so good. You know, just pray that she had safe traveling mercy to our home.
Yes, Sister Powell, good evening. Thank you for opening my line. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany in New York. And I will go and sing my little song as usual. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a 4 days of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture, numbers on my side. Angels descending, bring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. I'm going to read Psalms 117. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great towards us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. O Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your high and holy name. Lord, we come before you this evening. Nothing in our hands we bring but simple to you we come. And worthy and holy and done nothing good, but God, because of your grace and your mercy, we are not consumed because your compassion fail not. It is due every morning, great is your faithfulness. We just want to praise you, Lord. Praise you. We just want to praise you. We just want to thank you. Lord, we just want to thank you for everything. Thank you for life. Thank you for health and strength. Thank you for food. Thank you for clothes. Thank you for shelter. Thank you for all you have been doing for us, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us alive, for carrying us to and fro, for bringing us back. Thank you, Jesus. We can talk, we can walk, we can sing, we can shout. We can give you all the honor, all the glory, all the praise. Lord, we just want to thank you for who you are to us. I put this line into your hand, oh God. Lord, you see, Brother Eli, I put him before you this evening, along with his mother, oh God. I'm asking you to be in that home, wherever they are, oh God, and take full control. Let everything be done according to your will. Oh, Sister Meola, oh God, Sister Powell, Sister Tamika, oh God, Sister Stephanie, Brother Rick, and all those who come on the line, dear God. I am asking you, Lord, to be with us in a special way, along with our families. We put them before you this evening, dear God. Lord, we need you, God. Please anoint us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Create in us clean heart, O God, and renew right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Lord, restore unto us the joy of your salvation and uphold us with your free spirit. Heavenly Father, each mother, each father, each child. Oh, God, all over the world, so many things are happening, dear God. Each one of us need you, Lord. I put each and every one before you this evening that had breath all over the world in diverse places, oh, God. Heavenly Father, you are everywhere at the same time. Oh, God, do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Oh, God, without you we cannot live. Without you there's nothing we can do. Lord, with you all things are possible. And because all things are possible with you, dear God, we are asking you to take full control. Lord, whatever we do, we are asking you to take over and do not, help us not to do nothing of our own, but to God, to come to you, to ask you for help, direction, so that you can lead us in the right path. Father Jesus, we put everything into your hands. So many mother are hurting. So many father are hurting. So many children are dying, oh God, and so many are committing suicide. Lord Jesus, we put every homes into your hands this evening, God. Supply each and every one of us need according to your riches in glory. Lord, we need you, God. Without you, we cannot make it. Without you, we cannot survive. So, Heavenly Father, please, Jesus, lead us and guide us. Control us, Jesus. Keep us from the enemy who is trying to devour us, oh God, and trying to sip us as weep. But God, because we belong to you and we leave ourselves into your hand, oh God, and we are asking you to send your holy angel to encamp round about us. Never leave us, dear God. Never forsake us. Always be near us to hear us when we cry. Oh God, thank you for what you will do, what you're doing now, what you continue to do. Oh Lord, heal the sick, Father. Feed the hungry, clothe the naked. Open shelter for the homeless. Freely you receive and freely you give. Lord, be with the one who's going to break the bread of life this evening, oh God. I'm asking you to never let him be seen, but let you be seen, oh God, doing what he or she is supposed to do. Lord, continue to have your way. Continue to let your will be done. Continue to do for your people and your children, oh God. Lord, we are unworthy. We need your Holy Spirit to encamp round about us, oh God. Help us to put away self and help us to put away pride and to come low so that you can exalt us, oh God, and bless us. Thank you for hearing my prayer. Thank you for answering my prayer, oh God. Heavenly Father, search me and know my heart. Try me and know my thought. And if there be any wicked way in me, oh God, lead me in the way everlasting. Lord, as I pray, please, God, accept my prayer and let it come up to your seat, incense, and the blessing come down and bless your people. Oh God, feel the sick, Lord. Feel the hungry, clothe the naked. Open shelter for the homeless. Freely you receive and freely you give. I give you thanks, and I give you praise, I give you all the honor, all the glory that belongs to you. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Barnaby, for that song and the scripture, and also for praying for each one of us. God is so good, so we just want to thank you for praying for us. God is good. All right. 319-895, your line is open. Can you share a name, where you're calling from? God is good.
Pleasant, good evening, Sister Powell. Okay, Mama Powell, in other words. Thank you for opening up my line. Truly a blessing. Truly a blessing to hear you all the time. And to see you in person whenever I can, it's a blessing. And, thankful to be on the line tonight and to hear the wonderful testimonies and the prayer. The very most important thing for this time for the people of God. We all need it because it is the source of our strength and it is the weapon. Inspiration and prayer is a weapon, you know. And we need to use that weapon often because it is the way that we can able to but have the ammunition to fight the enemy. Something really important I want to share from the Word of God, a text and a encouragement from God to us in Isaiah 60. That's a well-known text to us, Isaiah 60, verse 1 through verse 1 through 4. It says, "Arise and shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come unto thee, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising." So the kings there represent the rulers. The Gentiles represent those who are in the world. You know, they will come to thee. So God is saying to us that we should arise and shine because of the light has come. This is a most solemn quote that I'm going to read to us from the book Testimony to Ministers, page 458, paragraph 1 and paragraph 2. The Lord in compassion is seeking to enlighten the understanding of those who are now groping in darkness of error. He is delaying his judgment upon an impenitent world in order that his light bearers may seek and save his lost. Remember, Christ said to us in Matthew that he are the light of the world. He is now calling upon his church on the earth to awake from the lethargy that Satan has sought to bring upon them. Lethargy meaning that, for instance, you want to do something, but for instance, you don't have no energy to do it. So that's what lethargy means. So it keeps you in a comfort state. You don't want to. So it says that Satan has sought to bring upon them and fulfill their heaven appointed work of enlightening the world. The heaven appointed work can be found in Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20, and Mark 16 as well. That is the appointed work, the Great Commission. It says, his message to this church, to church at this time is arise and shine, for the light is come. Glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Meet the conditions existing at the time when darkness covers the earth and gross darkness the people. The church of God has been commissioned to cooperate with God in shedding abroad the light of Bible truth. We live in a time, I see some things that Mr. Powell can be my grandma. Mr. Powell is my grandma in other words. She never seen what she's seen now, boldly in front of us in her time. What was foreign, meaning that would never come to the fore, now become bold, and people look at these things as not sinful. This is okay. Let's go with flow. And now everything started pushing people to accept it. Countries have been sanctioned for not accepting these abominations. And we see what's behind this. Darkness, the Spirit of God is gradually with you. It says this. Those who seek to do their part faithfully as bearers of precious light is given the assurance, the Lord shall risen upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. So kings, so rulers of the earth come to us, as God is speaking to them. He is speaking to many in times past. The last part says, "Well, today is crying." Is what? Is crying need of a revelation of Christ Jesus in the person of his saints. He wants to see a revelation of Jesus Christ in us. God desires that his people shall stand before the people. Why? Because there is a road to be seen by the light of gospel truth. And as the message of truth, that is to call man out of darkness into God's marvelous light, is given by the church, the lives of its members sanctified by the Spirit of Truth to be a witness to the verity message proclaimed. Righteousness by faith in verity, meaning that we don't talk the gospel, we live the gospel. That is what God is calling for his people. My final talk yesterday, sister, we're at a church, and a sister said to me, give out some posters with 10 commandments and the poster of the track that you gave me. I gave her a track with the, which speaks about the Sabbath, the reason why the Sabbath is Saturday, and 40 reasons to prove that Sunday can never be Sabbath. We took those posters and accept the Christ and some great controversy. She said, we're not going to our normal today. The Spirit tell us we should not go on normal today, where we go to the main street. We're going to go byways, to the byways, the narrow streets. That's where we went to. We met up different in the world. Some was smoking, and but we approached them, had conversation, using it. And many times when we meet someone, it's up in the church. So we had conversation, one told us that we grew up in the church, and said, you know that Sunday is Sabbath. Just need to allow God to fully come back in his life. We had a conversation with him and tell him that too late, we met upon a lot of smoking. We approached, gave them the track. They were receptive. Out of our endeavor, we met upon many individuals. 95% of appreciative of giving to them. Said they were, we had some I'm Spanish and I have some English. So God wants rise and shine. We need Jesus. Anything that alone, but they're looking for something better than like what I did. Jesus Christ says, pray for more. She said to the disciples, truly the harvest is plenteous. Lethargy spirit in the church of the people. I think that the only minister should go and the minister should preach. But all of us preachers, we should just to show us where to go, to go, to go. Meet the people. Because only we can get to the people. They may be at the smoking, drinking, wherever can approach. Because we have done that. Christ come, change, jump, change the actual changing. Came to was lost. So thank you, Mr. Paul.
O'Neill. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for coming on, for joining us, and also thank you for those wonderful quotes. You know, an encouraging word, and for us to be obedient so that we can really shine that light out there to go out there to the world. So I want to thank you, Brother O'Connell, for all the work that you have been doing. Just hope that God will continue to bless and to guide and to lead you, you know, as a faithful servant, because the time is now when we all have to go and play our part, and every one of us have a part to do. As we were reading at this, we know that is the last day we are in, and we are in troublous time, trials and tribulation all around, you know, with our children and what they are teaching the children in the school and the standard. Everything is just turning upside down. But we thank God that you were in mind, and all those wonderful command and, you know, encouraging word from our prophetess and from the word of God will bring peace and joy to our heart. And as we have in front of us, the closing scenes of earth history are proclaiming the closing of the rich man's history. The rich man claimed to be a son of Abram, but he was separated from Abram by an impossible God. a character wrong only developed. Abram served God, following his word in faith and obedience, but the rich man was unmindful of God and of the needs of suffering humility. The great gulf fixed between him and Abram was the gulf of disobedience. So my dear beloved, as we are reading these wonderful quotes and we see what disobedience can do, and we, God is expecting each and every one of us to be obedient to his light, so that we and his truth, so that we can present it out there. It said here, thanks, Sister Carla, for presenting all these wonderful quotes, reminding us of the last day that we are in, and that we have to be faithful so that we will be with Lord. So I will just read this, and then I open this line, and we have prayer. We'll have prayer and wait for our speaker tonight. And I just want to thank everyone who joined, everyone who sing, everyone who give a praise report, reading scripture, and just giving God the praise. It says they may take part in the church service, and they may chant this song. As the heart planted after the water brook, so planted my soul after thee, O Lord. And this is taken from Psalms 42:1. But they testify for a falsehood. We saw what is happening in this world where all the churches, because of not obedient to God, and they are testifying, and my dear beloved, they do not know that it's falsehood because they are not following the command that God has given unto them. So it said, they are no more righteous. They are no more righteous, right, in God's sight than the various sinner. The soul that longs after the excitement of the worldly pleasure, but the mind that is full of love for display cannot serve God. Like the rich man in the parable, such as one has no inclination to war against the lust of the flesh. He longs to indulge in appetite. He chooses the atmosphere of sin. He is suddenly snatched away by death, and he goes down to the grave with the character form during his lifetime in cooperation with satanic agents. In the grave, he has no power to choose anything, be of good or evil. For the day when a man dies, his thoughts perish. So, my dear beloved, as we read all these wonderful quotes and promises and commands, Lord, we cannot wait till we are going in the grave to serve God and to do his work. God wants us to be obedient to do it now while we are strong. So we're encouraging to our brothers and sisters on this line who testify, who sing, who read scripture, who give praises. So whatsoever we are doing, you know, let us keep our eyes upon Jesus so that we will be fixed and guarded, that when he comes, right, he will take us home. I open this line for my dear sister. Can you, okay. I always get in trouble with this computer. Yes, I opened this line here. I just asking 425 if you could just join. I'm get just all right. 423-35. Your line is open. 423-6357. Sorry, my dear.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you,
Amen.
Sister Power. You're doing a good job. We thank the Lord for you and for your faithfulness even at your age. God is truly good, and he'll teach us, he'll show us through the Holy Spirit things that we must learn and things that is soon to come. And I just want to share this reading. It said, the multitude do not want Bible truth because it interferes with the desire of the sinful, world-loving heart. And Satan supplied the deception, which they love. But God will have a people upon the earth to maintain the Bible and the Bible only as the standard of all doctrine and the base of all reform. So God is going to have a people on the earth to do that. And we want to be that those people to do that. And this is taken from the Great Controversy, page 594, paragraph 2. 594, paragraph 2, Great Controversy. And I just want to read Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. It says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." And that is a promise to each and every one of us. When fear comes upon us, when we hear and we see all these things that is coming upon us and that's kind of like coming, circling in us, we know that we should not fear because God is going to make a way out of nowhere. If we trust in him, he's going to protect us. He is going to provide for us. Like Brother Oni was talking about these things that are coming, and it was something I was listening to about the food, the chips and things that they're doing to the food, the pizza, you know, the ready-made pizza, the fruit drinks, and everything. I'll share more of the names on Thursday. And these are preppers that saying, don't buy these things. And most of these people, preppers, they don't know God, but they're trying to stay away from the things that's going to cause illness and problem and death. And like one of my brothers said, these people, the preppers, they're going to be coming to us because we have a truth that they don't have, the Bible truth. They have, you know, the knowledge of the world, the good knowledge about things, you know, what not to eat and what is happening, but they don't have the whole message, the saving message, the message that will help them. And we have to be ready when they come to ask us a reason for our hope. So we have to be students of the Bible. We have to go back, like Brother Troy said, study our Bible to know, so that we can know the truth and we can share with others and lead them to Jesus. So it is a blessing to be able to do that, to know and to study. God has given us this time to study. And I just want to share one verse of this song, Sister Powell. I won't read it. It's a beautiful song. It was sung yesterday at church. It says, "Hover over me, Holy Spirit. Hover over me, Holy Spirit. Bathe me, bathe my trembling heart and brow. Fill me with thy hallowed presence. Come, oh come, and fill me now." And it's saying, fill me now. Jesus, come and fill me now. Fill me with thy hallowed presence. Come, oh come, and fill me now. So we want the Lord to fill us now through his Holy Spirit. Fill us and guide us and teach us and instruct us in all truth so that we can be prepared first for his coming, get our house in order, and prepare others that will be coming to us to ask us a reason for our hope and want to know about the Savior. So, again, thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. God is truly good, and he's worthy to be praised, and we have to keep his word, meditate upon his word, and talk to him as a friend and keep that before our eyes so that we will not get distracted or we will not become lethargic, or we will not become, you know, sitting down and not doing anything. So, again, thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister Carla, I'm just thank you for coming and also sharing and reading those quotes. And the song, Impress, it really touched me. I would like you to, if you could just sing one verse of it, and then you can lead us in prayer. I haven't seen Brother Akin yet on the line. I heard Brother Akin had preached yesterday, and it was a blessing. You know, somebody told me that they were at the church, and our dear pastor presented a wonderful sermon message. So we just pray that he will be with us this evening to present. So I'm asking you if you could sing just a one verse of that wonderful song, because every one of us on this line, my dear beloved, want the Lord to fill them with the sweet Holy Spirit tonight. So if you could do that for us.
Okay, I'll sing the third verse, since I just read the first verse.
Yeah,
okay, I'm not a great singer in Zion, but I'll do my best by God's grace.
Amen.
I am weakness, full of weakness, at thy sacred feet I bow. Bless divine. pray, brothers and sisters.
Amen. Amen.
Kind and loving Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, help us to know that your will be done in our life also, and in our family, in our homes. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debtors as we forgive, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtor. Lord, help us to forgive others. Help us to be able to love each and every one of my brothers and sisters, our family and friends and neighbor. Help us to be kind and loving, Lord. Our weakness, Lord, please turn it into strength. Help us to see you as you are. Help us to eat of your word as it becomes sweet in our mouth but bitter in our stomach, because we know it shows us a mirror of ourself, our reflection of how we need to come up to a higher standard, Lord. Please forgive us of our sins, our trespasses, our iniquities are before you. You know the hearts of your people. Please be with Brother Eli, his family, Sister Consonelli, Sister Leola and her family, Sister Powell and her family, Brother O'Neill and his family, Sister Tymiko. Lord, there's so many. Sister Barnaby, Sister Katie, there's so many. Even me and my family, Brother Lance and his family, and our dear preacher, Brother Akeem and his family. Lord, there's so much unspoken prayer requests. Sister Stephanie, Brother Rick and their family. Lord, we ask that you will guide us, that you will hold us in your hands and lead us by the way that we should walk in. We are like children. We don't know where to go in or out, but we're asking for your Holy Spirit to lead us in the way of righteousness, to protect us and guide our feet, guide our eyes, our hands, that we will hear the things that are righteous, the things that are true, look upon the things that are holy, and do the things that are a blessing to others. Bless us, Lord. Please help our children, help those that have grandchildren, great-grandchildren. The world is trying to destroy the youth. We're in the fourth generation, and you are knocking at the door of the hearts of the youth. Help us to lead them aright. Help them to turn from their wicked ways to serve you, knowing that in this world there's nothing but destruction, nothing but the wide road that leads to hell. Lord, help them to come out of the way and to get back into the narrow path, get back to their true love, which is you, Lord. Bless us this evening as we come together and unify, as we lift up our prayer each and every morning and evening to you, as we prostrate ourselves before you, as we afflict our soul. Have mercy upon us, Lord. We're filthy. We're nothing, but you see us righteous and holy. And you died for us while we were yet sinners. You loved us with an everlasting love. Bless our brothers and sisters in Netherlands, in Canada, in South Korea, in Japan, in Canada, the Caribbean, those in Russia, Ukraine, all over the world, Lord. They are worshiping you in spirit and truth. They're hiding in basement in their home to worship the true and living God. Protect them and guide them and keep them as the apple of your eyes, O kind and loving Father. Surround them with your holy, with your mighty angel to keep them in all their ways, which is according to you. Bless us again. Bless Brother Akeem. Fill him with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Continue to be with Sister Powell, the oldest among us, showing us the right path, showing us and teaching us and humbling herself before you. We thank you for her and her presence. And each and everyone that comes on this line to share, we all minister. We all precious and peculiar in your sight. And you have a work for each and every one of us. And help us to take it out, take it up, and go forth in your strength. We thank you ever so much. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Carla. You touched my heart. Holy Spirit is in the midst, my dear beloved. Our dear sister, every one of us have been, you know, pouring out our
heart to our Heavenly Father, who we are depending upon us to keep us and to lead us into righteousness so that we can go and present the light and the truth to the world. So I just want to thank you, Sister Carla, for reading that and singing and, you know, just lifting us up tonight. And I do know that the Holy Spirit is in our midst, and we are, I haven't seen Brother Akin yet, so I'm going to find out from Sister.
Sister Power, I'm here. I'm here. Sister Leola is here. I want to thank Sister Carla for the beautiful prayer. I just thank my brothers and sisters for all your testimonies and prayers and your God to come and join us. And Sister Power, I just want to share that Brother Akin will not be on tonight. He texted me last week to let me know that he, but I called him this evening. I forgot that he wouldn't be here tonight, but I was going to play a song, but Brother O'Neill seemed like he had a little bit more he wanted to share. So if he can come on and finish the time, it'll be okay. But if not, I had a clip I was going to play. This is the clip that I wanted to play. It's by Duane Lemon, The Secret to All Power. I don't know if Brother O'Neill, but that's the clip I wanted to share. So Chikola has prayed, and we can do that clip if you like, or you would like for Brother O'Neill to finish his message. That if let us open this line and see if he had more to share. Brother O'Neill, Sister Powell, let us open Brother O'Neill. Brother O'Neill, did you have more to share? Because you can take up this time if you do.
Oh, this is the wrong line. This is Sister Chris.
Hold on. Brother O'Neill? Brother O'Neill, can you hear us?
Hello. I'm hearing you.
Okay. Would you like to complete what you were saying and share more?
You could play a song in the meantime. Let me do that. I'm getting my earpiece together.
Okay. Well, I'll play a song.
Okay.
And Sister Powell, you have anything else?
No. We just play a song, like you said, and just wait.
Okay. We can do that. Well, Sister Powell, I wanted to just share my little, I didn't get a chance to share. I just want to thank God for his blessing, and I was out for Sabbath yesterday evening. I called the young lady that we were supposed to go. Her name is Tanya. You remember the young lady I was talking to, and I was telling her I was going to pick up a church, but I called her back, and I went to her house to pick up, but she didn't come to the door, but that was okay. But I met Jarvis, and I did what Sister Power has suggested something, and we was able to get that done. So that was a blessing. But in the meantime, I met two other young guys, and I was speaking to them as I was drove up. They were handing Jarvis. The guy had went in the store to get Jarvis something, and I didn't know what they were handing him. And I told him, I said, young man, I said, we are killing one another. I said, anything that you can do for my son, I said, don't sell him no drugs. I said, because his mind is messed up. They said, no, ma'am. He said, but I was going to just get him a drink, and he did. He was drinking a drink, so praise God. He said, ma'am, he said, I used to sell drugs. He said, I don't sell drugs. I haven't sold drugs in years. So I just say praise God. And I was able to share some literature with him. And don't you know, the young men said, ma'am, this is our warning. You have warned us. given us this literature. They say, yeah, we want to take this literature. We want to read it. And they say, ma'am, you and Warren, your son, you can't do no more. Just keep praying for him. So, you know, as these young men, they're out there themselves, and they confess that some things they're doing. But he said, but you know what? I'm trusting in the Lord that I will overcome it. He said, but right now, I'm going to read this information. And I just was thanking the Lord that the young men was, you know, interested in the literature to read it and to share it with others. And Sister Power, what a powerful thing that I can hear, what I heard them saying, how they helped Jarvis out and helped the young man say he out there helping other guys out there, trying to help them to go take a shower and do this and all. I said, praise God. I said, I'm glad you all helping one another. I said, because this is what we need to do for one another rather than trying to kill one another with these drugs. I said, because it's you know, and I told him, I say, what you reap, you're going to sow. I said, you don't want to, I say, with somebody, you giving somebody this stuff, you don't want somebody to come back and mess your life up too. So they understood that, and I'm asking prayers for those young men and Jarvis and all the others that's out there. And I'm just grateful that I was able to go to church and visit with my sister, Jackie, who was out there with us. I just thank God for her. And you know, it was just a blessing. We had a blessing Sabbath yesterday. I was at the church. We had youth Sabbath, keep it in prayer. So I just want to thank you, and I'm hoping Brother O'Neill, I'm going to ask to see if he's ready. That's just what I wanted to share with my brothers and sisters as you have continued to pray for each and every one. Amen. So now let us see if Brother O'Neill is ready. Brother O'Neill, you can hear us? Sisters and brothers, I'm so sorry. You all wasn't able to hear me. Sister Powell?
We heard okay, you. Brother, heard you
oh, okay then. Okay, great.
Yeah,
okay, well,
you.
Brother O'Neill, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, your line is open, and you can go ahead and with your message. Amen? And I'll close mine up.
Thank you for your mercy. Father, we thank you for the many testimonies that we thank you for the commitment of your people, keeping this line afloat. Sacrifice that they need, Lord, we appreciate it. Thank those hearing these, take the time to be on the line as well. You encourage us in the last days to press together. I live in a day and age that anything that we see happening in the world, and especially in the church, it calls us to be weeping to the chandel, to the Lord, asking for mercy upon the people. Help us, O Lord, not to cause a shadow of darkness based on our action. This is really the church in spite of the thing that is happening, Lord. Also, Lord, to know that church that are at ease and church that are in alone, the enemies go after like how we attack your church. Because his ultimate weak in the feet of your people. Help us, O Lord, to look to you, Jesus, the source of strength and our source of life. Presence, O Lord, the full life. With a question, they ask your disciples, do they go likewise like the others, are offended by images. But Peter boldly says, where shall we go? You have the words of life. Help us, O Lord. Come to you in every circumstance and every situation. Share this. Share your people. This encouragement that we stay faithful. Let your Holy Spirit in our midst. But we all need so much understanding. We all need to teach us, O Lord. Help us, O Lord. Jesus, give me great thanksgiving. A serious message. A few minutes, but I will share some stuff. A serious message. For the reason that there are evidence, abomination is in the church. As the church become Babylon, messages from the Lord regarding this are not only emphatically clear, but abundant. In selected message book 2, page 63 and 64, 66 to 67, there are some statements from the servant of the Lord. The Lord has not given you a message to call the Seventh-day Adventists Babylon, to call the people of God to call out of. All the reasons you may present cannot have weight with me on the subject, because the Lord has given me decided light that it is opposed to such a message. I do not doubt your sincerity or honesty. I have written long letters at different times to those who were accusing the church of the Adventists of being Babylon. They were not handling the truth. God has been given me. Leave them not. Jeremiah 23 chapter. First verse. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood, verse 22, but if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my word, then they should have turned from their way doing. Verse 23 says, I am a God, I say the Lord, not a God afar off. So God is ever near his people. It says here, message pronounced to Seventh-day Adventist Church Babylon and call the people of God come out of her, does not call any heavenly messenger or any human agent inspired by the Spirit of God. Jesus is coming to give the individual member of the church richest blessing. They will open the door to him. He does not call Babylon, asking them to come out. He says, as many as I rebuke and chase you. You can see that in Revelation 3 with the Laodicean and the Lord beast and the people, a people judge. Never said many individual on a personal level, different level. But it says in message to the Laodicean in Revelation chapter 3. It says, the counsel thee to buy of me, said he, tried in the fire by raining that thou shalt be, that the shame of thy need is repaired. Join thee with eyes out, that thou mayest see. Many as I love, verse 9, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous again. Verse 20, behold, I stand at the door. If any man can open, I will come. And will sup with him. 21. Him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also came, sit down with my Father in his throne. God wants to sit with his people in his throne. It's just the experience joy of salvation. That's why Christ set everything in place for his people, his church. Ephesians chapter 3 says, verse 17 through 20, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, be strengthened with might by the Spirit in the inner man. Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all things what is the breadth, length, and depth, and to know of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled of God. Unto him that is able to exceedingly, abundantly, above that we all think, according to the power that in us, that worketh in us, is the Holy Spirit. Unto him be glory, church, by Christ Jesus, throughout all ages. Amen. So, to him, he says, unto him to glory in the church, by Christ Jesus, throughout all ages. Throughout all ages, it's been there with this church. 3:11, it's in page 7. Again, I say, the Lord had not killed by any messenger for the church that keeps the commandments of God, Babylon. 2, there are tears with the wheat. God had a church. God at a church, Christ had declared, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it in Matthew 16:18. Over and over again, many books and articles, he stresses God does not want to call Church Babylon or ask members to come. But some men persist to do so doing. Of the satanic delusion. She says here in testimony to church, testimony to ministers, page 58-59, she says, my brother, I learned that you are taking the position that the Seventh-day Adventist is Babylon, that all that would be saved must come up. You are not the only. The devil has deceived in this manner. For the last 40 years, one man after another has risen, claiming that the Lord has sent him the same message. But let me tell you, as I have told them, that this message you are proclaiming is one of delusion designed to create confusion among the churches. My brother, if you are teaching that the Seventh-day Adventist Church is Babylon, you are wrong. God has not given you any such message. I presume that some may be deceived by your message. They are of curiosity, desire for some new thing. Mercy. She continues. On page 42, 89 of Testament to proclaim that the Seventh-day Adventist Church is God. Is to make the same claim as does Satan. And Paul was speaking to people, speaking to the people. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. So now the Spirit speak expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirit and doctrines of devils. I've heard some stories for the past months and weeks. Many people suggesting they left the Seventh-day Adventist Church. One of the notable person that my sister that always on YouTube, she had adopted the Lunar Sabbath. She no longer believed from the Sabbath cycle. Also, they have rejected also the health message. For many, the Bible is clear Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in a latter times some shall depart the faith, giving into seducing spirit and doctrines of devil. The story this week, she was talking to me. She told me that Norway, that was a part of the church, keeps sending her text messages about all these new things that he has heard. Now we accept the Jewish way of worship. He says that from his own history and start preaching the true Israel message with a Jewish connection to the Jew, now Jews believe. So that no one can be in Jesus as given by God. We cannot preach this Jesus message. We believe that the word of God declared it. Purest message. Julian Errol, November 8th. He says, now, dear moral man, pass his judgment upon them and call the church of Allah, Babylon, ten of these in a case of unclean spirit and evil bird. That was talking about the Catholic Church, not the Church of God. Case of an unclean and evil word, habitation of devils, making all nations, that's Babylon, confusion. Jeremiah 51, verse 7, you can read that. Babylon had been a golden cup in all the earth, drink of the wall, drink of the mad. It's not talking about this church, it's talking about papacy. He said, I tell you, no, God has not given no man. In this message we have here, the Seventh Adventist, I tell you, no, God has not given no man any such message. Previous message is one, everyone here, this time, some other people. Where shall we go to? Where shall we find the purity, goodness, and where we shall be secure? Where is the fold where no wolves will enter? Read over that part again. If people are telling people not to go to the Seventh-day Adventist Church, you watch it first. Posting the Spirit's message is that one, everyone is here for this time. Come out of earth, my people. Where shall we go to? You. Where shall we find the purity, goodness, where we shall be secure? Where is the fold where no wolves will enter? Bible tells us here, Matthew 13, and the tears shall grow together until the day of harvest. This is how I explain in our testimony. False use of the testimony. On the minister's page 36, you read the pamphlet published by Brother S and his associates. He accused the Church of God of being Babylon and would urge a separation from the church. This is a work that is neither honorable nor righteous. In compiling this work, they have used my name and writing for the support of that which I disapprove and denounce as error. When you use someone writing to share your sentiment, and we know where that came from, great deceiver, Satan. He distorts the word of every deception, bring out his errors. Those who are proclaiming the Seventh-day Adventist Church of Babylon have made use of my testimony, giving their position a feeling support. But why is it that they did not present that which for years have been the burden of my message, the unity of the church. So the burden of Sister Wife is the unity of the church. This is the burden of Christ, John 17. That is the message of Christ in John 17. Testament to ministry, page 44 to 45. Ye God, as God, no living church. Ye as a church, but it is the church militant, not the church triumphant. We are sorry that these are defected members. We are sorry that there are defected members and there are tears amid the wheat. As I know a little about agriculture. When you plant something, a rainfall, you have a massive tears come up among what you have sown. You plant that crop, plants, your food. This is in tender age. It come up in tender age. You're going to do. You have tears among it. Pull out everything. Prevent the tears from going. Let it go. I should say, let them go till they are far. Time and a place. Time and a place. In 1893, he says again, we hear so many say that certainly the church was not Babylon at that time. Ellen White wrote her message against calling the church Babylon. I say, this was the time and place for which these messages were written. They don't apply in 2000 for the church. Before we dare come to such a conclusion, let us study more thoroughly. So she says, men would say that in our time. Yes. So saying that we should study thoroughly to this thing. Simon Minister, page 41 says, there will be messages of accusation against the people of God, similar to the work done by Satan in accusing God's people. And these messages will be sounding at the time when God is saying to his people, arise and shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness, people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, glory shall be seen upon thee. Remember the Lord cry message of Revelation 8, chapter 18. Lord cry message, be in a time, in grow. That is not far from us. Just open your newscast and see. Just this week, massive flooding, many states, massive tornado. They have shooting on the ramp right now. It's going crazy. People being shot. Close state in New York, Pennsylvania, people shot dead. So much just in Long Island, shooting at a beach, three person shot dead. So there are so much things. Christ is about seeking the power many can. Do more things than per definition of Babylon. Per definition of Babylon. Says here, after these things, that is in Revelation chapter 18, verse 1-8. After these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, because of the habitation of devils, the host of every false spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of wrath of her fornication, and kings and the rulers of the earth, presidents, the governors, prime ministers, the merchants. So the kings of the merchants of the earth as walked with through the abundance of her delicacy. And another from everything come good. Part 2, 7, last page. Will be happening in Revelation 16. That was the seven last plagues. God is trying to tell the world, escape the seven last plagues. For our sins have reached unto heaven, and God had iniquities. Reward for her has been double unto her, double unto her work. In the cup he had filled to her, how much she had glorified herself and lived deliciously. Vatican City. You see how Jonas lived a deleted life. King as the richest mobile in the world. Vatican City is one of the richest cities in the governments of the world. Vatican is involved in trafficking and scamming and all these mob group and all these things. Vatican is in these things. So this is here. Therefore shall her plague come, the death and mourning burn, and she shall be utterly burned with fire. Let the backdrop from Revelation chapter 7 describe it. Riding scarlet skull. So, Bible is expressing in Babylon, in the church. Second message, book 2, page 68. How many exhort to have a message to broadcast that the only people whom God has made, the repositories of his law, are the ones whom the message applies? Why not Babylon is exalting and pure Sabbath above Sabbath Jehovah and Sunday for the use of man, also in the immortality of the soul. These injured heresy and rejecting of the truth convert church into Babylon. So in closing, the fallen denominational churches are Babylon. Fallen what? Denominational church. Babylon has been fostering spurious doctrine, wine of error. This wine of error is made up of doctrine, so they want to represent doctrine. Such a natural immortal soul, such as the immortality of the soul, the eternal torment of the wicked, denial of pre-existence of Christ, birth is birth, Bethlehem, and advocating an exact all sanctified, that is testimony to minister of speech. So I'll stop here for now. I wanted to point out this as a people, that in spite of all that is going on in the 7th Babylon. I share this one last quote as I close, short quote. This is what is the way. It's from Review and Error, till 1906. We have a testing message to give. I am instructed to say to our people, unify, unify. But we are not unified with those who are the power of the faith, giving it the seducing spirit and doctrine of devils. With our hearts, sweet and kind and true, we are to proclaim the message, giving no heed those who lead away from the truth. Let's pray. Know that your words tell us in Romans 10 verse 17. They come in by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Listening to the needs where the enemy is seeking to God this time. Let them look away from you. The form of confederacy, which is not of you. Help us, O Lord, to stick to your words, because your words are light unto our feet, a lamp unto our feet, and a light unto our part. Help us, O Lord, abide in you, and you abide in us. Help your people, Lord, to be settled in the truth, that nothing can move us. Help us to study, to show thyself, O Lord, the abiding presence in our life. Save us of all sins, Lord. Help us, O Lord, the Apostle Paul warned us, Ephesians chapter 4, that we should not be no children tossed to and fro, every wind of doctrine. The only way, Lord, pray thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Anil. Thank you, Brother Anil, for that presentation. God is good. God is great. I just do hope that our brothers and sisters, I took down some of these topics, you know, that we can, and also scriptures, and so that we can go, you know. We thank you, Brother Anil, for presenting this message tonight. And I also want to thank everyone tonight, you know, who join us on this line. And just remember, my dear beloved, this is the time that we all have to, you know, present all our case to Jesus and just keep our eyes fixed upon him so that he can cover us with his righteousness, that we will be able to do the work. Despite of what is going on, even in his remnant churches, let us keep our eyes fixed upon him. And you know what? He will guide us and he will lead us in the truth. And let us continue to lift up our churches and the leadership and all the things that God will pour out his blessing so that it will be clean, you know, each heart. And if we are the church, and if we ask the Lord to change us, if we ask the Lord to take away our sins, he promised that he will lead us and allow us, you know, to get our victory over our sins. So I just want to thank you, Brother Anil, to be always there ready and waiting to present the message. And this is how the Lord is calling young men to the fore, young priests to the fore. So we will continue to lift you up so that you can cry aloud and spare not and present God's truth. The truth is there for us to present. And I just want to thank everyone who joined and allow us, dear Lord, that we will invite our brothers and sisters on this line so that they can come on this line to share and to listen to the word, and also to invite them that we also will do Bible class, right, Bible study. So if there is anyone on the line who would like a Bible study, all they have to do, call and make an appointment, and there they will be able to get Bible study on this line. And, you know, prayer, you know, is very important. And even while I was here, we held over time, but God have allowed us that we could be here. While I was here, you know, listening to the message, my pen was writing, and my dear beloved, all the people actually that was on the line
earlier, years gone by. I have them a list again, and the Holy Spirit was just presenting it, the names to me, and I was able to jot down the name EY. Brother O'Neill was pre-presenting, I listening, but I was just here jotting down the link. So let us continue to lift up our brothers and sisters in prayer. So we will just close with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you once more. Lord, we thank you for your manservant who had present the message of truth, the various quotes that you have read. And Lord, we know that these promises that you have given unto us, that you promise that you will fulfill them and within us, and that you will guide and you will lead us so that we can go and present the word. Bless each home, everyone, Lord Jesus, and also their family. And as I lift up this list of names, dear Lord, from the starting point, with all our family members, them, Lord, you know those names on these pages. We lift them up to you, dear Lord, and we are depending upon you to let your will be done. Help us to be faithful as we are preparing to go to sleep, send your angels to watch over us so that we can wake tomorrow morning and start the work that you have given unto us. Bless us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. I will not play a song because it's actually gone. We just repeat 19 Psalms, the end. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Have a good night, my dear beloved. We will see each other tomorrow, as God will. Right? So have a good night.